reporting from Vancouver, BC. This is Danny Nazvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Starting today, November 20th until November 29th, is IndieFest in Vancouver, an annually held performing arts festival that showcases Vancouver's artistic communities, celebrating emerging technologies and immersive practices in the performing arts. According to the IndieFest website, quote, "Now in its sixth year, IndieFest continues to expand artistic practice and nurture equity-deserving voices, bringing people together across mediums, sectors, and lived experiences. This year's theme, Colliding Art Forms, is a celebration of the unexpected ways artists and audience alike connect." On November 18th, CJSF was invited for a sneak peek of IndieFest at the DigiBC Creative Tech Studio, where we were able to speak with some of the artists and staff involved with the festival. This included Debbie Wong, the founding artistic director of Renaissance, the artistic collective behind IndieFest.
I feel like every year IndieFest evolves a little bit, and that's because like we're really trying to serve the local arts community here. So every year we try something a little bit new and we get feedback from the artists. So last year, one of the things our artists were really interested in was exploring new immersive forms and being able to use this amazing DigiBC Creative Tech Studio that we're in, experimenting with the immersive technologies. So we have a lot of works that are in development, like Willalisht, and that are testing out the screens, the projectors, the lights, the interactiveness that we can incorporate into performances here. So you'll see that in the performances, but also on November 25th, we have a whole evening of creative collisions where artists that are trying out things in the digital space can come and try our screens and our equipment as well. So that's a little bit different this year.
Afterwards, we were given a snippet of Willalisht, one of the festival's flagship performances, and a production of harmonizing vocals, violins, and loop pedals. The performance included various vocalizations of different nursery rhymes, as well as looped violins and percussion that was being simulated by their hands pressing against the microphone. Once we were finished listening, we were able to speak with Thule Van Den Dam and Haley Sullivan McInerney, the artists behind this immersive production.
I think when there's only two people trying to create a big sound, you're kind of limited with what you can do with all of your hands and feet at any one time. So the loop pedal kind of seemed like an obvious choice, but also I think there is something in the repetition of it and the reliability of it. And then when you make a mistake, it gets locked in, which is terrifying. But yeah, I guess it was out of necessity initially, and then we've grown to love it and then hate it at different points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been 3 years of learning. When we first started out, we couldn't hit the buttons for if our lives depended on it. It's yeah. Pretty amazing what practice will do.
It turns out.
Lastly, we asked them what they want audiences this year to know about IndieFest.
I think the design of this show is phenomenal. So yes, there is this music, but also what they're doing behind us and above us and underneath us is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I haven't even seen half of it because I'm trapped in this in this little tent. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a visual feast, mm-hmm. this show.
Yeah, IndieFest generally programs really exploratory work, both in the kind of things that they're doing and artistically pushing limits and bridging disciplines, but also exploratory in that they really want to foster the exploration of those mediums. So I think the whole festival will be a really interesting range of people sort of coloring outside of the lines.
IndieFest will be going on from November 20th to 29th of this year, and more information on it can be found at reopera.ca. That's reopera.ca. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.